this is our One Life service. I'm Jo Batch. I am the Children's and Families Mission Leader here. And this is the service where you guys get to join in a little bit. This is the service where we have little chats about what we're talking about. Is that okay? Yeah. So I thought I'd kick off straight away with a question. What do you think? Yeah? What are your desires? If I could take out my magic wand, which I have done, and grant you anything that you want, what would it be? Now, I don't want you to do that typical Christian thing and wish for something for somebody else this time. I want you to think about what your desire is for yourself. Now, I want you to be honest with yourselves. And if you don't want to share it, you don't have to. If you're willing, share it with the people you're with. That's you guys at home as well. What is your most inner, deepest desire? I'm going to wave my magic wand. Are you ready? Off you go. Okay, there's a mixture. There's a mixture of excited smiley faces and a mixture of faces deep in thought. In fact, I thought Steve at the back had dropped off for a moment. Are you still awake, Steve? Yeah, he's still with us. We're fine. Okay, so I want you to hold that thought while we have our Bible reading. Now, I'm reading our Bible reading today from the Easy Read version. And it's the story of the two sons. Then Jesus said, there was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to his father, give me now the part of your property that I'm supposed to receive someday. So the father divided his wealth between his two sons. A few days later, the younger son gathered up all that he had and he left. He traveled far away to another country, and there he wasted his money, living like a fool. After he'd spent everything he had, he was hungry and he needed money, so he went and got a job with one of the people who lived there. The man sent him into the field to feed the pigs. He was so hungry that he wanted to eat the food that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. The son realized that he'd been very foolish. He thought, all my father's hired workers have plenty of food, but here I am almost dead because I have nothing to eat. I will leave and go to my father. I will say to him, Father, I've sinned against God and have done wrong to you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But let me be one of your hired workers. So he left and he went to his father. But while his son was still a long way off, his father saw him coming and he felt sorry for him. So he ran to him and he hugged him and he kissed him. The son said, Father, I've sinned against God and done wrong to you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, hurry, bring the best clothes, put them on him. Also put a ring on his finger and good sandals on his feet. And bring our best calf and kill it so that we can celebrate with plenty to eat. My son was dead, but now he's alive again. He was lost, but now he's found. So they began to have a party. The older son had been out in the field. When he came near the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. So he called one of the servant boys and he asked, what does all this mean? The boy said, your brother's come back and your father has killed the best calf to eat. He's happy because his son is back safe and sound. But the older son was angry. He would not join in with the party. So his father went out and he begged him to come in. But he said to his father, look, for all those years I've worked like a slave for you, I've always done what you've told me to do, and you never gave me a young goat for a party with my friends. But then this son of yours, he comes home after wasting your money on prostitutes, and you kill the best calf for him. His father said to him, "Oh, my son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But this was a happy day. We had to celebrate. Your brother was dead, and now he's alive. He was lost, but now he's found." I love that story. I love that story. So I also love the fact that Jesus told stories. He told us stories to help us understand. He told us stories that so we might see the character of God. Can we see the character of God in that story? But also, do you think, can we see ourselves? So a moment ago, I asked you to think about your desires, whether they were secret desires or ones that you wanted to share. And we've all had time to think about them. And I thought that maybe the son in that parable must have spent quite a bit of time, maybe when he was alone in the field, thinking about his own wants and desires. And I think the more he thought about those things, the bigger pull that they had on him. So we're ready for question number two. Are you guys ready? No! Can you get ready for question number two? Okay, so here we go. How far would you go to achieve your desires, your dreams? What would you be willing to sacrifice for them? What would you sacrifice to achieve your dreams and your desires? Off you go. Okay, I'm going to stop those conversations and those thoughts. You're so well behaved this morning. So, though that son, the son's wants had such a pull on him that he was willing to hurt his father in the worst way. By asking for his inheritance, he was actually saying, "Dad, I wish you were dead because I just want your money." It's Father's Day today. Imagine the pain that that must have brought that father. His wants had had such a pull on him that he was prepared to bring shame on his family. The assets that he sold to get the money would have stayed in that family and it would have provided for generations to come. So, did the father stop him? Did he say no? He could have, couldn't he? He could have said no. But he didn't. He didn't say no. He gave his son the responsibility of making his own decisions, even if it meant that he was going to mess up. Do you ever wonder why God allows us to mess up? It's a big question, isn't it? Why does he allow us to mess up? And boy, did that son mess up. What was it that that son had walked away from? He'd walked away from the security of his home, a place that had provided him with everything that he needed. And there's a huge distance, isn't there, between our needs and our desires. He'd walked away from his identity, his family. Being part of that family, he would have been expected to behave in a certain way, a way that would bring honour to his father and not shame. But worst of all, absolutely worst of all, he'd walked away from the love of his father. And the son found that even his basic needs were not being met as a result of his decisions. And he was hungry, very hungry, really, really hungry. Is there anybody here that's feeling a little bit hungry? Anybody hungry? You hungry, Stuart? Would you like to? I've got a table set here. Would you like to come up? Stuart's hungry. Let's see. Come on, Stuart. Come and sit down. There we go. I'm going to tuck a little bib round. I don't want him to get messy. I wonder what he's got. Shut your eyes. There we go. Don't want him to get messy, do we? Open your eyes. How hungry are you?
Oh, wow.
There we are. What have you got there?
Oh, gosh, I've got bread, soggy bread.
Soggy bread.
Some carrots.
Carrot peelings, I think they might be.
And a bit of potato.
Potato.
Yeah. Can I try it?
I wouldn't bother you. He was so hungry that he wanted to eat the pig's food. This is a delicate dish I knocked up earlier. It's called pig à la suile. I didn't actually think he was going to eat it. Well done. I think he needs a round of applause for that. Something to take the taste away.
Thank you very much.
Goodness me, well, that shocked me. But it was shocking, wasn't it? It's shocking that he had reduced himself to want to eat the pig's swill. And it wouldn't have been in a nice clean bowl like that, would it? Let's face it. You know, the dining table and the toilet is the same thing in the pig's pen. There wasn't any toilet in there, Stuart, I promise. So life had really hit rock bottom. And you may not have been reduced to eating pig's swill, even if you were as hungry as Stuart. But I can guarantee that every one of us in this room at some point has felt like they've hit rock bottom. It may well have been through our own decisions. But it could have been through no fault of our own. But we've all been there. And isn't this when our need for God is greater than in any other time? When we are that low, that's when our need for God becomes more. It's when we desire God more than anything else. And what is it that God meets us with at those times? Those times when we've messed up, those times when we've rock bottom, those times probably when we know that we've put ourselves into this mess. What does he meet us with? Grace. He meets us with grace. And what's grace? Grace is when we receive what we don't deserve. And this is just what the son received. First and foremost, he was met with love. But what about the second son? He was upset. He was angry. He'd stayed with the father. He'd done the father's will. Why hadn't he been thrown a party? After all, he was the righteous one. Do we sometimes feel shortchanged by our own efforts? When we think we've got it all right? This is the time when we remember that all of us fall short of God's glory. And that his grace is a gift. It's not something we deserve. It's a gift. But it's a gift that he gives to us freely. And when we come to God, sorry for the things we've got wrong, for putting our desires before his, for acting as if we weren't part of his family, he meets us with love. He meets us with redeeming love. He runs to meet us. He scoops us up and he wraps his arms around us. And he puts us back where we belong. He puts us back in the security of his family. He meets our needs. And his desires for us are far greater than anything that we could imagine for ourselves. What a good, good Father.